Hello, good afternoon. My name is Alexis Carrasco, and welcome to the RACU Vision. I'm going to be your host throughout this podcast series, and this is episode one, so it's just I'm going to be giving you guys a little overview of who I am, my story, what I've accomplished, and I'm going to give you guys actually the reason why I started this podcast and what I hope to get out of this podcast as a result. So the RAC Vision started with my initial idea to share my perspective and inspire others to do what they want, period. Whatever it is, I want to help people accomplish it. I really do. Now I'll elaborate more on that throughout the series, but for now, since this is episode one, I'd like to just share a little bit about me, who I am, my story, what I've done thus far, and what I aspire to do in the future, and my vision. As I mentioned at the beginning, my name is Alexis Carrasco, and I actually just turned 20 years of age, so I'm 20 years young, 1998 baby, 4th of July, so I just, a little over a month ago was when I threw a birthday party. I had carne asada, bunch of candy, cake. We had arroz con leche. It was a great time. I had my family over, some friends, and it was nice. It was a good time. I'm also a college student. I'm studying finance at Metro State University. I'll begin my third year in August. And as I am year after year, classes do indeed tend to get difficult, but hey, as the more difficult college gets, the more fun it should also get as well. So I'm very excited over the summer, I took a summer course called Financial Markets and Institutions. This was actually my first finance class. And the reason I chose finance as my major, and I chose this in my senior year of high school, and I've stuck with it, and I'm going to receive my degree in finance 2020 in May. Now the reason why I chose finance was to learn how money really moves and who controls money, because after I took this class, it's eye-opening to actually see how banks lend each other money, treasury bonds, commercial paper, stocks, bonds, all these types of interest rates. And it's just a nest, a big web of money moving to and from one place to another, which I find pretty interesting. Plus, it's a business major, and I'd like to eventually own my own business, a business where I could provide value to others, I could provide service and serve others while still generate income. And my plan for a business would be to honestly make it Forbes 500 type deal. I think that's a very ambitious goal, but when you break it down, I mean, why not? And for work right now, I actually just got my real estate license. So I work in Colorado. I specialize in Denver, Aurora, Montbello, Thornton, Westminster, North Glen, Bennett, Watkins, Centennial, Parker, pretty much that radius of cities, and even Wheat Ridge, Arvada, whatever, especially if I know the person. If I know the person for a while now, I want to help them find their house, and I want to represent them throughout the deal and negotiate on behalf of my buyers. Now, working with sellers, of course, I love it. I love working with people who took the initiative to invest, to buy a home early on, and now they'd like to capitalize. As you guys know, this market is very hot right now. It's a seller's market. People who have homes that want to take advantage of the equity that they've built up, it's the best and greatest time to do so. You could get the most money from your house. And as a real estate agent serving sellers, I'd like to accomplish that in the least amount of time. That way, whatever your reason is for selling, you'll go on and do it in a shorter amount of time. I'm currently, a little bit about my hobbies. I like going to the gym. I go to Aspire Fitness on 6th and Chambers. I've been going there for a while, and I actually used to be pretty fat, but my mom actually helped me sign up to the gym, and I've been going ever since. I've met a lot of people throughout the time. I've developed good relationships, and it's a great habit to get into, actually, just working out, becoming physically fit and physically and mentally strong. When you're lifting weights, when you're running, you have to tell yourself, we're going to do this until you can't move a muscle, pretty much. If you're working out biceps or your arms, you got to work out until you can't move your arms. And that's how it is. You have to do that. And I also enjoy reading. I have a lot of books on my bookshelf, and it's something that I've always done early on. I used to read a whole bunch of series, Harry Potter, Series of Unfortunate Events. I've read this book, bunch of books, and I like it. It just helps my mind move on. Well, not necessarily move on, but focus on one thing for a while. Say if I read for 30 minutes a day, I will read for those 30 minutes, and my mind, focus, and energy is strictly on that book and what I'm reading. And it just takes me into that world. It really helps me understand what the author is trying to say in the book. And I guess that focus and energy transmutes itself into all areas of my life. So if I could concentrate for 30 minutes reading it as a habit day after day after day, that in a sense helps me concentrate when I'm working, because I used to tend to confuse work with play. I'm like, I'll do this, do that. But no, I mean, when you're working, and nothing else is more important than getting your work done, as well as with school and college. I mean, there's tests are hard, and if you don't study, if you don't learn your material, you're not going to do well, and that's going to show out throughout the semester. And I like that discipline that reading books and working out has really given me. So currently, after I graduate college, which is still time from now, but in a sense, that little overview is what I'm doing and what I'm working towards. Of course, I want to be a great producing real estate agent, and I want to get my college degree. I'll be the first person to graduate college in my family. That's a great accomplishment, first generation, and I hope what I'm doing now will inspire. Yeah, and that's the goal. I hope that what I'm doing now, my actions, inspire others to take action now, whether you're younger, whether you're older, or the same age, it doesn't matter. We all have a calling, we all have something we're really, really good at, and no matter what it is, it's a matter of finding out what we're really good at, and just working at it. I mean, if you're really good at selling houses, why not build a career off of that, which will result in great income, and you'll love what you do, right? It's a win-win. You find out what you love to do, and you'll never work a day for the rest of your life, and that is absolutely 100% true. Now, I hope you guys take the time, listen to this, and in closing, I want you guys, one thing actually that has helped me stay on track is each day I try to think about what I'm good at. Like, why am I here? What does this all mean? And through experimentation and trial and error, I've eventually found out I'm in a great place. I love it, and that's what I want to share and transmute my enthusiasm and my happiness to all you listeners, so you guys could then find out what you want to do and what you're called to do. So in closing, my name is Alexis Carrasco. This is the RAC Vision, and I'll see you guys in episode 2.